What's going on, gang? We are back with another episode of Minute Mental. Shout out to the gang checking in on Spotify, Apple, as well as the YouTube gang checking in. That is a quick reminder to everybody who listens to the podcast, whether that be on Apple or Spotify. We are also on YouTube as well, Minute Mental Podcast. You just type that up and yeah, you'll find it. And if you can't, I'll probably just leave a link somewhere in the description so you guys can go and check that out if you prefer a video podcast as opposed to the audio. But that was a lot to say. Just kind of rambled there for a minute. But today's topic is something that I kind of get asked. I've been getting asked this for like maybe like 6 months now, 7 months now, somewhere around there. But it's a topic that I don't want to say I avoid. I just want to make sure I had the right things to say and are able to give the right tools, if that makes sense. Because, you know, I'm no expert in this. And like the topic for today will be how to deal with, you know, I don't want to say loss, but more so breakups. And not just breakups when it comes to relationships, but breakups of friends, family, all of those different things. Because, you know, things happen. And that's just life. You know, sometimes, you know, a family member may piss you off, you never talk to them again. Friend may do the same and talk to them again. You may do some dumb shit in a relationship and it just didn't work out. And, you know, that's life. And I've kind of dealt with pretty much all of that within like the last, you know, year or so. And, you know, I'll be lying if I said it was easy to deal with. You know, it's like a lot of things in life. Some things are hard, some things are easy, but these are particular things, at least for me, that were just extremely hard to deal with. But I started friends. You know, it's particularly hard, you know, calling someone your friend and then that person doesn't rise to the level of being a friend. You know what I mean? And it's tough because it hurts because, you know, You can call someone your friend, you can trust them, you love them like a brother or even a sister, you know, whatever. And that person just, you know, does something that you can't necessarily just look past. And I'm not the type of person where if I call you a friend, that's it. Like, we homies, we friends, whatever. I'm not in the business of trying to limit an interaction with someone, but still calling them my friend. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm gonna just keep your arms distance, but we still homies. Nah, bro. It's like either we homies or we ain't, and that's just what it is. But dealing with something like that is tough because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that person's your friend, and you hate to see that person just not be in your life no more. But one thing that I've learned is, you know, sometimes things just don't work out, and if that person is meant to be there supporting you or in your life, then they'll do that. If they're not, then they won't. And one thing that I've noticed is when they're not there, I feel bad at first, but then I start to realize, like, you know what, maybe this is a good thing. Maybe this is what needs to happen, because I'm starting to notice a dramatic change in, you know, the daily conversations that I have with other people as opposed to this person. And things are just kind of looking up instead of down, if that makes sense, you know, because we've all had that one friend who just quite couldn't get their shit together or just things like that. And, you know, it gets to a point when you start to reach a certain age that if a person is unwilling to figure it out, then, you know, I can't help you. Now, you know, of course, life happens, and I got some homies who've been grinding since day one. They might not have it all the way, but they get in there and I ride with them. Then I got some homies that I ain't cool with no more who just never cared to get their shit together at all. And those are the ones that I just had to drop and just go ahead and keep it moving. But that's number one. That's tough to deal with. But, you know, one piece of advice that I would give is be true to yourself. You know what I mean? Like, don't keep stragglers around if you know they're not benefiting you the way they're supposed to. And it has to be vice versa. If you're benefiting them and they're benefiting you, and, you know, there's growth in that friendship, that's what you want. But if it's just growth on one side and this other person is trying to bring you down or just trying to keep you at their level, it's time to cut ties, homie. You know what I mean? Like, we ain't cut the same no more. Like, we used to be on the same shit. I kind of went up a little bit. You decided to stay where you are. then that's an issue. We ain't got to rise at the, we ain't got to, you know what I'm saying, go at the same pace, but damn it, shit, we both got to be going up. Some way, somehow, we both got to be grinding. And if we both ain't trying to make a way, then it's like, it's tough, dog, but it is what it is. But that's friendships. You know, friends come and go. Family lasts. Well, let me not say that. Friends do come and go. And this next topic, so can family a little bit. Now, family is something that, you know, it's a sensitive topic, because I don't really try to talk about it too much. I try to keep my family life pretty private and whatnot. So I'm gonna continue to do that. So I just kind of ride the surface of this. But family is tough, because for a lot of reasons, and I know everybody's family out there is gonna be, you know, dramatically different. And so this advice may not just go for everyone, but if one thing that I've learned is, when it comes to family, as long as the intentions are always pure, then, you know, certain things can work themselves out, or there are things that can be forgiven when it comes to family. And what I mean by that, if, you know, so in my experience is, you know, I've said some dumb shit to family before. You know, I've had dumb shit said to me. But, you know, I don't mean it. I always mean well. I always just want to be on a better page. So my intentions are always pure. I just, you know, sometimes anger may get the best of you. You know, you may reach a certain age where you feel like you're an adult now. So now you feel like you can say whatever. You know, certain things happen over a course of, you know, between those teenage years up into your adult life, that you may or may not just start, you know, you may just start to bump heads a little bit with certain family members, at least for me, because when I started to get older, I started to find a voice for myself, because like I said, when I was growing up, I was very shy. You know, I didn't talk much, but then when I started to really just kind of come out of my shell, I didn't really know how to do that. So when it came to, especially when it came to family and it came to conflict and confrontation, you know, I don't want to say I was a hothead, but I had a mouth, like I was snapping, and there were no exceptions to this, unfortunately. Like, it could have been anyone, but, you know, especially with Mother's Day passing and having such a great day, one thing that I've learned is, when it comes to family, people you grew up with, people that raised you, people that really, you know what I'm saying, went out of their way, day in and day out, to take care of you and to make sure you were okay, or pulled up anytime you needed them, you know, gave you every piece of advice you could have ever asked for, I start to realize that, looking back and some of the things that I did to family, or just you know, some of the things that I may have said, you know, I really just take into account that, me being me now, I never want to get back to that point. Like, family has become very important to me, especially now, and that's just what it is. But I'm gonna get back to the original topic. We were supposed to be talking about losing family members, but sometimes, well, at least in my case, you have family members who just can't quite, it's almost like a friend, just can't quite get, you know, they act together. And it hurts, especially if that person is close to you. And, you know, it really hurts, especially, like I said, if you came up with the person, or if you was raised with the guy or girl, it hurts, because you really want that person to do good. Like, you know, you could be willing to give everything to help this person, but, you know, if this person doesn't want to help themselves, or, you know, just can't quite figure it out, can't figure life out, it hurts. But sometimes you do have to take a step back, because once you start overextending yourself and giving yourself away too much, like I said, it just really begins to hurt, because you really want this person to do well, but it's starting to get to a point where, you know, I'm crying now. Like, I'm hurting myself, because, like, damn it, I'm doing this. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. You just can't do this shit right. And it's really starting to take a toll on me, because, like, damn, bro, it's like, what else I got to do this, for this to happen? And like I said, in my case, sometimes it's best to just take a step back. Always hope for the best. Always pray for the person. You know, you just hope one day this person wakes up and just like, damn, I got to get my shit together. And they just do that. And that's just what I do. You know, sometimes it's best to just take a step back and just hope for the best, you know. And if that, you know, my arms are always open. Like, if they get their shit together, they come by, they want to hang out, I'm down. Like, that shit, hey, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do, man, I don't hold a grudge. I don't do any of that. But that's just life, man. You just hope and pray that everybody can just live their life how they really want to live it, you know. And hope for the best for everyone. But now into the last topic, relationships. Now this is the question that I get asked the absolute most. How do you deal with breakups? Now breakups are so it's a wide ranging topic. Like, it's really hard to give one definitive answer because I don't know what happened in anyone's relationship or whatever. I only know what happened in mine, and it's really hard to give advice based on that because my particular circumstances may not be the same for yours, but I just try to give some general advice. So number one, the first thing you want to do is have a level of understanding. Nobody likes a messy breakup. Nobody likes, you know, a volatile one, shit talking one, all of that. Have a certain level of understanding and make sure you receive a level of closure, meaning understanding what went wrong. And this goes for both sides. No matter what happened, there's always something on both sides in terms of accountability. Like, take accountability for what you may or may not have done. Express that to the other person. Let the other person do the same. And yeah, just have that level of understanding and that level of closure to the point where you can walk away and be like, you know what? It didn't work out. These are the reasons why. I can live with that. I mean, you don't have a choice but to live with it. But that just goes into the next topic. Now, even with that, sometimes it can be hard because especially if you were in, like, you know, long-term relationships, it's a little weird and difficult to go from being with one person every single day for an extended period of time to then just being alone for, you know, you don't really know for how long, but it you will find yourself just sitting in places like alone, and that's when things tend to hit you. Now, the number one thing that I would say don't dive into is alcohol. I almost made that same mistake. It's where you just want to drink. You're feeling good, partying, all of this shit. Don't do that because you'll start to realize that, you know, it feels as though I'm only trying to escape something, right? I'm not trying to look into the face of something. And that's exactly what you'll be doing. You'll find yourself trying to go out every night, go here, go there. Look, you're just looking for excuses to always want to go do something. And sometimes it's good to just sit at home or sit somewhere and just write some things down. Figure out your next plan. You know what I'm saying? Find things that motivate you to just want to level up in life rather than just, you know, the drinking or the partying or the smoking or shit like that. So that's I would advise don't do it. But another thing is just also learn how to forgive yourself. And that speaks for me because, like I said, I wasn't perfect at all, by no means. So learning how to forgive myself was very important because, you know, if you carry around that guilt or that hate that you have for yourself based on things in the past or things that just didn't work out, you'll tend to see that those feelings will start to trigger into your other relationships, like family relationships, friends, things like that, where you start to realize that you're holding yourself accountable for something too much and too long. Like, just accept it, move on from it. Like, life happens. And one thing that I tell my homies or people around me or people who may ask for advice is, you know, things in the past don't define you. Like, if you're 21 now, you do some dumb shit, you know, by the time you're 30, like, what you did at 21 that's not you anymore. Like, as long as you've grown from it and you've moved on from it and you accepted it and you've, you know what I'm saying, you've learned your lesson or whatever, that's not you anymore. So people can try to box you into this thing. Like once you do this, and that's the era of social media. It's like once you do this particular thing, that's what people are just going to hold on to and just assume you are forever. And that's not the case. Your past definitely does not define you. If all of our past defined us, all of us would be some completely different people right now. Okay, that was weird. But yeah, so it's important to just learn how to accept the past and just move on from it. Because if you don't, you, like I said, you'll find yourself just sitting in spaces that you really just find yourself stuck and not knowing what to do or crying or things like that. And you know, that's not where you want to be. Now for the next thing, if you do find yourself in those spaces, I find it very important to have a solid friend group, a solid group that can pick you up out of those places. You know, find time to spend it in other ways, go to the park. Shit, I got a fucking dog, you know. Find ways to spend that time doing something a little bit more productive or things that you always wanted to do. So like I said, I've always wanted a dog. So instead of me trying to go off and do other extracurricular things that ain't gonna mean me no good, I said, fuck it, I'm gonna go get a dog, get a puppy, and I'm just gonna, you know what I'm saying, do some productive things, raising this dog, taking this dog out, finding time to go on walks now, finding reasons to go outside, finding reasons to go to the park, you know what I mean? So that was my way of just kind of dialing in on something to help me relax and move forward, you know what I mean? Because you know, at the end of the day, we all have mental struggles and we're all going to deal with something on a day-to-day basis, and that's just reality. So it's good to just try to find things in your day-to-day that can just kind of remove that stress, you know, or just kind of help alleviate it a little bit. Like you don't have to completely remove it, but it has to be certain things in your life that, you know, when I do this particular thing, I feel a little bit easier. Like whether that's playing video games or, you know, writing, or, you know, I got a homie that makes beats. So it's just finding something productive that you can just kind of pour a little time into, you know, on a day-to-day basis, just kind of help alleviate a little stress. But yeah, man, you know, breakups are never easy. But you know, that's life. Things happen. And like I said, the best way to move on is to just understand and accept what has happened. Understand and accept that you can't change it. You never will be. You know, I mean, you never can. So just accept it and move on with love. Move on with grace. You know, wish the other person well. Like, you don't have to be bitter or evil or things like that. You know, like I said, life happens. And for the last piece is learning how to just pretty much, it's almost like starting over, you know, because, you know, eventually you're going to go off and you're going to start dating again. And the last thing you want to do is be trying to look for someone to compare to, you know, whoever you were with prior. Like, and I say compare, meaning like it can go both ways. Like you could be out there trying to look for somebody similar, or you can be out there trying to look for somebody who's a complete opposite, right? Which is unfair to, you know, the other person and to yourself, because you really just want to move to a space where you're just looking, or you're just, you know, actively dating and just exploring the options that may better fit you. Like you don't want to try to compare and contrast from your last relationship. Like, no, I find somebody completely fresh. Let this person just take the, you know, just let this person be them. You know what I mean? And just accept that. Don't let this person make a decision and the first thought in your mind is like, damn, did my ex do that? Or damn, my ex didn't do that. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's weird. So just let this person be this person and just have fun and just be honest in dating and all of these things. But yeah, just learning how to accept when it's time to, you know, start dating again and doing things like that. But yeah, I think that's about it. I think that about wraps up the topic. It's kind of quick. Just kind of had that on my mind because I just literally got a DM like it's 30 minutes ago asking again, like, how do you deal with these things? So I figured I'd get on here and just kind of chop it up. And hope you guys understand where I was coming from. And I hope this kind of made sense. But again, guys, I appreciate every single one of you for always pulling up and listening. Shout out to the YouTube gang for always pulling up and watching and listening. Yeah, and if you have any other questions, like I said, feel free to DM me. I have a new setup now, so I'm pretty prepared for the guests now. At first, I wasn't. So now, yeah, we're in business. The YouTube podcast will be consistent now. I know at some point they were just kind of here and there, but they're going to be super consistent now, and I'm excited. Again, if you want to get on here, feel free to shoot me a DM or feel free to email me at minutemental@gmail.com. And yeah, gang, I appreciate you guys. Love you. And remember, number one, if you want to be great, you have to stop chasing the good. You know, chase the great. Stop chasing the good. Chase the great. Love you guys. And we'll be out of here. Peace.